AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The verdicts are in from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, for school shooter Nicholas Cruz.
The court imposes a sentence of life in prison without the possibility of parole.
The jury could not agree on whether to sentence Cruz to die. There was more emotions in court before the sentence was read.
People like you don't deserve a space here.
Manuel Oliver's son was killed at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School. He says Cruz did this for the fame.
Someone will steal that fame from you. Whoever takes care of you will own that fame. Someone with.
Nicholas Cruz showed little emotion in court. Stocks plunged after the Federal Reserve said it's too soon to pause interest rate hikes. The Dow lost 505 points. The Fed announced a fourth straight three-quarters of a point increase. Chair Jerome Powell says there's no sense inflation is coming down.
The question of when to moderate the pace of increases is now much less important than the question of how high to raise rates and how long to keep monetary policy restricted, which really will be our principal focus.
The Fed hinted it could soon reduce the size of its rate hikes. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby is alleging North Korea is covertly shipping a significant number of artillery shells to Russia in support of its war in Ukraine.
Russia has to continue to look to actors like the DPRK in Iran to sustain its aggressive, aggressive war in Ukraine. And of course, the death and destruction they're causing to the Ukrainian people.
The NFL's Washington Commanders could soon be for sale. Embattled owners Dan and Tanya Snyder are looking to consider possible transactions. The team is facing a number of investigations. This is AP News. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak reversed a decision not to attend a climate conference in Egypt.
Sunak's office had previously said he was going to skip the talks, which start on Sunday, because of pressing domestic commitments, including the closely watched government budget statement, expected to be announced on November 17. But Sunak has now tweeted he would be attending the two-week gathering because he says there's no long-term prosperity without action on climate change. Sunak's earlier decision to miss the talks has been criticised by many, including his climate advisor Alok Sharma. Britain currently holds the presidency of the Conference of the Parties and hosted the climate summit in Glasgow last year. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Italian Premier Giorgia Meloni defended a decree banning rave parties that could be used to clamp down on protest, while a march by fascist sympathisers recently went unchallenged. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.